WUWM's Susan Bentz is back with me in the studio as well. She was one of many reporters at the scene yesterday as members of the Sikh temple in Oak Creek. Family and friends waited for news of loved ones. Susan, you mentioned earlier the holding area was a maze of cables and cameras.
You're right, Bob. And despite all that, the feeling in that parking lot was almost reverent. People were very concerned, very, you know, somber. The first person I spoke with identified himself as Sher Amir Singh. He has a taxi service. His wife is a radiologist. They've made Milwaukee their home for the past 6 years. He arrived early to help clean and prepare food for the celebration of the day, and he went outside briefly. He saw, somebody who looked suspicious before things took off.
And that time I just see one guy, like a white shirt, black pant. I said, maybe it's a cop, you know, because he was having an ammo belt on it.
And then suddenly, Bob, he said, things just exploded.
I see one cop pulling inside, and they just do exchange fire, and the gunman just step outside because he don't want to let anybody from inside the temple, like nobody comes out. He want to block the way.
The shooter wanted to.
Yeah, and the shooter want to block the way. And the cop, they just do exchange fire. And at that time, I saw the gunman just drop down, and the cop where he dropped down, he was wounded badly, I know that.
And so Singh, Bob, described his reaction as one of blacking out. He said as soon as he could pull himself together, he called 911. And as you know, so many people were calling and texting from and around that spot. So he said that one of the reasons he was so shocked by this is that they are accustomed to having many people and welcoming all to the temple.
We don't talk. This is only a temple for six. White people come, black people come, Asians come, Mexicans come. All are invited. If you come, got chance to visit, you will see the white people, you will see black people.
One of the people who was there when we arrived was Denise Brewer. She lives just a few blocks from the temple, but she's not someone who had visited before. She actually was at her church in Glendale when she learned of the tragedy.
I go to church down the street from Bayshore, and at the end of our service, we heard about this, and we stopped everything and prayed for them. And when I heard Oak Creek, my son and daughter-in-law go to a church in Oak Creek, and I didn't know. So I asked the pastor right away because he didn't give the name, and he told me what it was.
So as soon as Brewer knew that her own family was okay, she rushed to the temple. She was there. It was an amazing sight. She would stop from person to person and offer to pray with them, hold them by the shoulder. It was just lovely. And people just lingered on after the briefing that you heard about yesterday. People still weren't certain of how all of the people inside of that temple were doing. And one family that was there normally comes to worship there, but they had visited a neighboring temple in Brookfield because of a family occasion. Had it not been that case, they would have been there in Oak Creek, and who knows what would have happened. Ruranpreet Kahalan is the 19-year-old of that family. She has an older sister, younger brother, and her mother were there, and they were not going to leave until they knew that everyone was okay. She, Ruranpreet, was in shock.
Our community, we at this temple, we welcome everyone. Like, anyone can come here. It doesn't matter what race they are or, you know, who they are. It doesn't matter to us unless you're here for God to pray for all of us and all together.
Thanks, Susan. It sounds really quite powerful when you think of the almost the somber nature of those waiting at the scene yesterday.
Yes, it certainly was.
WUWM Susan Bentz in the studio with us this morning. Again, there is a news conference scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning. It is hoped that that media conference will answer many of the questions that remain unanswered as of this morning from yesterday's shooting in Oak Creek. We will carry the news conference live starting at 10 o'clock. The law enforcement authorities are considering this, looking into the fact that it may be an incident of domestic terrorism. That is one of the things that we hope to hear clarified at the news conference, again starting this morning at 10.